Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It is Wednesday, July 29th, 2015. Been away from the show for a little while, maybe a week or so. Working hard, man. I know you don't normally hear that from me, like working hard. Developing the Speaker Success Vault. Looking for anybody who wants to crush it from the platform, monetize your message. I host a live webinar every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern time. Just go to speakerwebinar.com, speakerwebinar.com. And, man, let me tell you something. I've never been so passionate about training speakers. This has just been, it's been unbelievable, man. And the response, the testimonial videos already after only launching a month ago, phenomenal. Chase your passion, baby. Chase your passion. Don't question what your gut's telling you. Don't try to think, you know, what would make me the most money? How much money could I... You chase the money, you go broke. It's really that simple, you know? I know, fat corporate guy lives next door, and he drives the Mercedes, or he drives the Land Rover, some $80,000 car. Maybe it's the Escalade. Ooh. Y'all seen a new Escalade that came out? Wowzers. It's like 85 grand. Fat corporate guys might be driving that, and he's got the beautiful home with five bathrooms and a nice patio and the manicured lawn that he can't mow because he'd die of a full-blown coronary if he did, but he didn't have time anyway. Got the 2.3 kids and catches a ballet recital or a sports event every now and again, but don't be that. Don't be fat corporate guy, okay? Go after your dream, man. Don't chase the money. Money will find you. Don't worry. It always does, but you'll never know. I mean, seriously, think about this. Like, Sam, how do I know that if I go for my dream and it doesn't work out, that I'm still going to have money? Look, how will you not know? Well, I went broke once. Oh, okay. So you tried it once, didn't work. How many other things have you tried once? Seriously, is that some sort of answer? That's your answer, right? I tried it once, it didn't work. Okay, try it 100 times and report back. You ever see a survey? Yeah, we got a new Gallup poll in election year. We interviewed one person. Looks like the Democrats are going to take it. I mean, it's stupid. What would you say? Hey, what was the survey sample? One. Oh, okay. Well, listen, I guess that's what makes it true. That's what's so frustrating sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? Like people, I tried that exercise thing. And how long did you go? Did you celebrate National Quitters Day, January 15th, or did you make it past that? You know, it is July 29th, man. I'm in a battle. Can I share a story with you? I'm in a battle. I'm at 183 right now. I started at 198 to 200 pounds January 4th. And I shot my mouth off, ready, aim, fire, like I always do. I mean, I put it out there. I'm launching the Every Day is Saturday body. And I could have done it for the money. You know, I knocked 10 pounds. The first 10 pounds is the easiest. That's actually a great product. The first 10 pounds is the easiest. Kind of like T. Boone Pickens talking about the first billion is always the hardest. But losing 10 pounds, I mean, seriously, you could go on a Atkins diet for a week and lose 10 pounds. That's not a big deal. Now, you know what's a really big deal? Keeping it off, staying focused, staying motivated, getting your fat butt to the gym on a regular basis and going out for a run in 90-degree heat like I did this morning, and still staying motivated. You got to find the things that keep you motivated. And for me, it's feeling really good. You know, right around 2 and 3 in the afternoon, or having a lot of energy. Like, I don't even go to sleep now until after 10. And those of you, once again, if you know me, you know when I was fat and lazy, not working out as much, I was in bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock. Why? Because I was tired. Call it a day. Now, 10 o'clock, I mean, I'm pinging off the walls. But it's very easy to say, well, I tried it. And I tried that exercise for a month, 2 months, 3 months. We're coming up on the 7-month date, and I'm still, my goal was 175. I'm 183, down from 198. But I still got a little bit of the pooch in the gut, you know? Everything else is looking good. Chest looks good, biceps, shoulders, back muscles. Everything is looking very good. Gotta knock the pooch out, man, the little pot belly. And, you know, most people look at it, maybe see me at the pool or something, say, dude, what are you going, all anorexic on me? No, no, I can tell. Like, you know your body just like anybody. Nobody knows your body better than you do. You know what I mean? So if you're going to go on a diet or fitness and things like that, I hate the word diet. I hate it so much. It's such an overused, stupid term. I'm counting calories. Hey, how's that going for you? And you're drinking that Diet Coke. Oh, okay, fat-free. Yoo-hoo! You're getting fatter. You're not getting free of fat. You're just getting more fat for free, okay? So be careful, you know, what you do to your body. You need carbohydrates. You need calories. You need energy. Someone's like, I got to cut the calories. What's a calorie? I've never seen one. You can't see it, touch it, feel it, nothing. Why do you need to cut calories? You don't need to cut listening to people that don't know what they're talking about. And I'm not even a fitness guru, but I'm just telling you what works for me. Drink the gallon of water. I'm telling you, it's like melting weight off when you drink the gallon of water. Keeps you full, keeps you hydrated, keeps your engine running. But the Everyday Saturday Body, I could have launched it back in April when I got under 190, maybe 188, was looking, I mean, a hell of a lot better than I looked on January 4th. I mean, seriously, I see photos of my big fat moon face on January 4th, and I see it now, and it's night and day. You can tell the difference. I could have sold 100 grand easy of a product. Don't want to do it because I'm not there yet. I don't believe that what I have to bring you right now, the story isn't finished, and I want to make sure the story is finished, and I want to make sure that I can stick with it, okay? And I've been able to stick with this. I've been able to, look, I got the Vitamix blender. That ain't no cheap thing. You ever seen the Vitamix blender? I went to Costco, bought it. It was like 450 bones. Like, dang, to blend something? Well, now that I've been using it forever, I can see why. I mean, I put an entire bag of spinach I buy for $1.89 at Kroger. I put the entire bag of spinach in the Vitamix blender, fill the rest of it with water. I think it holds 64 ounces or something like that. I put a couple of strawberries in there, a couple of blueberries, and I freeze bananas. If you saw them, somebody comes to our house and looks at all the bananas in our dish, they're going to think, like, you know, Curious George is living upstairs. There's so many bananas. But I let them get really ripe and brown and nasty looking right before the, like, red dawn of fruit flies come diving into your kitchen. Right at that point, when you see a couple fruit flies start hovering around, then it's time to get the big old gallon Ziploc baggie out, freeze them in the freezer, and man, they add so much flavor to your smoothies. So the spinach smoothies I've been doing religiously. That's one thing I can say that I've stuck with that Vitamix blender since January the past 7 months, is I've been doing so many smoothies. And look, truth be told, can we keep it real? It is the Everyday Saturday Show. Can we keep it real? Look, when I first started grinding up that spinach, I would have rather grinded up my shoes, my sneakers that I mow the lawn with and step in the dog crap. I would have rather have blended that versus the spinach. But I didn't quit. The whole theme of today, right? I didn't quit. I didn't give up. I found a way, and I talked to my buddy, Thomas Tadlock, who's also my trainer. I said, dude, we got to make this thing taste better. I mean, seriously, there is no way this guy is drinking this stuff every day. He said, well, I had some blueberries, some frozen bananas, and some strawberries. Not a lot, because you got sugar and fruit, and it turns to fat and harder to process and all that stuff. You want the greens, man. You want the greens. Now, Thomas is a raw vegan, okay? Dude is Vinny vegan, all right? I'm not a vegan. I like a steak on the grill. I like chicken, all that good stuff with protein. I just like it. I don't want to be a vegan, but I don't look down or judge anybody that is, no more than I would judging the carnivore, okay? Everybody's got their own way to do it. I'm more interested in the result. And Thomas has helped me a lot, you know, mainly in understanding what goes into my body and not giving up, not quitting. So when you try something in your business and it doesn't work, once really isn't enough. Even one business isn't enough. You all know the stories of when I bought the Quiznos and went bankrupt. Had I just stopped then, and somebody would have asked me later in life, hey, what do you think about being an entrepreneur? I would have said it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. I went broke. And then if they would have never followed up with me again, I would have ruined their life just because I was uneducated. I would have told them, Matt, don't do it. You'll go broke. I did. And how many people out there are putting that message out there? Don't try that, because if they didn't have the courage to do it, they know somebody who did and they went broke. Think about the lives that are being impacted in a negative way from people who quit and never tried it the second, third, fifth, 25th time. Had I given up on this speaker thing, you know, in 2008, we moved back here from Bradford, PA, when we went back to save my rental properties, and we got back into our house. We rented it out to a relocation family from P&G, and I was going into the real estate. I was going to sell real estate while I was still podcasting, still working on my speaking career, and then I got the call. Got the call to go to Hawaii, and you know the story, the 25 grand keynote, 125 grand of coaching after that. Had somebody caught me in 2007 and said, hey, what do you think about a speaker career? What do you think about it? You know, should I do? I would have said, oh, man, I mean, I'm still beating my head against the wall trying to figure this thing out, man, trying to keep you know, make some money doing it. I don't know. I haven't really been paid much, a couple hundred here and there, rubber chicken dinners, things like that. I would have ruined their life. They would have said, geez, Crowley, I mean, he's a pretty positive guy, and he says don't go speak. Be careful with the words, not only that you say, but the words that you allow into your mind. They will change the course of your entire life. You hear me? Your entire life. So with that being said, head on over to speakerwebinar.com. I want to train you how to make a lot of money and also have a lot of fun. Every Wednesday, we fire it up, 3 o'clock Eastern. You can get on the notification list just by going to speakerwebinar.com. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.